If there's one thing that has a consistent high bar of quality, it is Final Fantasy direct sequels. Everything from Final Fantasy X-2 to the two sequels to Final Fantasy XIII and, of course, Dirge of Cerberus. And with that in mind and the recent upcoming things like the Final Fantasy VII Remake, it's time to bring out one of those spin-off slash direct sequels. That's why I brought three contestants to do the thing that you've all been asking for. Final Fantasy XIII-4. This is Armchair Devs. This is bad. Hello and welcome to Armchair Devs, Final Fantasy XIII-4. I'm your host, KZ, because I didn't want to do a game idea for this. And here,
coward.
I have three... Yes, absolutely. I absolutely pure terror. But this might be worse for me, because I have to judge three, count them, three pitches for a Final Fantasy XIII-4. Our contestants... Our Dan Video Games of Gigaboots.com.
Very excited to be here. Gonna do some justice for Lightning and all the Lightning fans out there.
Probably the biggest Final Fantasy 13 fan I know, Bob Video Games of Gigaboots.com.
Not interested.
I understand that reference. And the one that scares me the most, president of Brainland, it's Mr. Feel from Mr. Feel's Wild Ride.
I can overcome any obstacle as long as I'm with Lightning, the strongest heroine.
He's read it. He's read the text. Okay. So okay, for this show, we do this thing that's really cool where I, for some reason, have decided that you have to give me an elevator pitch, and you're going to have 30 seconds to explain what your game is, and we're going to start with Dan. So, I have a timer here. You'll have 30 seconds to pitch me a new Final Fantasy 13 game as soon as you start speaking.
Lightning has been reborn into Quiescence, a dead world whose tapestry is woven from the proper nouns of various Final Fantasies, where everyone is sealed away in touchstones and can only return via the power of the Influencer. Journey as Lightning and her friends to awaken all the characters from their stagnant prison and solve the mystery of Quiescence in Dissidia Final Fantasy 52.
Okay, thank you for your...
He's dead.
Thank you for that. someone forgot that I'm being me, that I'm supposed to write this down, but thankfully I at least remember the title.
Hard to write down when you're being shot with a shotgun.
I put my hands up. All right. Alright, hold on, I just gotta, I'm very prepared, as is Square, for this upcoming new release they have coming up here. Let's see. So far, doesn't seem too bad yet. Though I know that can change. Now, Bob, when you start speaking, you'll have 30 seconds. Open fire when ready.
Former police officer Lightning and her partner Hope run a paranormal investigation agency on the outskirts of Chicago in the year 2009. With the impending release of Final Fantasy XIII and the appearance of mysterious monsters, Lightning begins to question her world and her memories. Thunderbolt Sleuth Lightning Remembers Final Fantasy is a fast-paced third-person shooter with stealth elements in a Persona-style structure.
Oh!
Oh! I was dead ass certain this was going to be Parasite Eve 3.
I was wondering for a bit.
Bob's like, can't be New York, has to be Chicago. She gets a deep dish.
All right, let's just write that down. All right. All right. I feel like I'm surviving this. That's why the kill shot's coming. Feel, you know the deal. 30 seconds. Just get it going.
As the goddess returns, all mistakes are corrected, even mistakes you thought were forever set in stone. Like a rose, this game has many meanings. Passion, love, beauty, devotion. Discover these meanings and more in the true conclusion to the Lightning Saga. Final Fantasy 13 4, : The Night Storm, : Final Fantasy 15 2.
What? Thank you, Phil.
Oh, this show's a nightmare.
Now, you said when you figured out your title, you were laughing in your car for multiple minutes.
45 seconds.
I understand. I've got a lot out of all of those. Okay, I've got a lot from a couple of them. They give me information. At this point, I unfortunately have to ask people. I have to ask people questions. I'll start with feel.
Yes.
What kind of gameplay style are we shooting for?
This is a third-person action game. We're shooting for something similar to Final Fantasy XV, but you actually press buttons and things don't have fucked-up hitboxes.
Okay. Final Fantasy XV, but functional. I'll just write it like that. All right. Very good. God. Dan!
Yes?
Please describe the general structure of your game.
The general structure is taking after the story mode of Dissidia Duodecim a bit, except for instead of having a discrete story mode for each character, you have one grand story as you travel as Lightning, reawakening everyone from the touchstones they've been sealed in the world of Quiescence in order to bring them back to being and find out where they are and why, and where this power comes from, the power of the Influencer.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I should note at this point, the reason it's called Final Fantasy 52 is there are 52 playable characters.
That's novel.
I can list them if you want.
It's throwing out a long shot of, hey, we don't have to worry about this forever. Or you could, I don't know, are you writing it in Roman numerals? Or is it going to be regular numbers?
It is actually titled Dissidia Final Dissidia : Final Fantasy LII.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Roman numerals. They're real cool. People definitely know what those mean at that point.
You see, it'll be really good 100 years from now when people go, man, it's really Kino that they went from 51 to 53. Really liked that. They just really nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Bob hit me the hardest. He hit me the most. I'm fucking done. I don't even know how to approach this shit. All right, so... God, this is the worst. Why?
Do you want to know who serves you the deep, deep pizza?
Is it... I can't ask questions.
No, you can't ask questions yet, Dan. Only he can.
No, I'm just going to be wondering if it is who I think it is this whole time.
Bob, tell me about this deep dish pizza nonsense.
So, Yag Roche leaves the military early. He retires and goes to open his own pizza joint inside Chicago because that's always been his dream.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it's not that important, but it seemed like people wanted to know about the deep dish pizza, so there it is.
I'm glad someone remembers Yag Roche. I thought it was just me.
He needs to do something. That guy needs a win.
Yeah.
He needs a win.
Shout out to Jill Nabot.
The perfect pizza bite.
Jesus.
All right, that was round one of questions. Let's see. Who should I hit next?
Yag Roshk.
Dan.
Hi, how's it going?
Tell me more about the power of influencers.
Okay, so the influencer is a god looming over the realm of Quiescence who only cares for how many characters he can gather into one spot for his own amusement. And since he only understands characters at a surface level, unable to see the human soul, the situations they find themselves in seem pretty bereft of meaning. He just sort of takes all of these characters and throws them into random spots. So, for example, since you don't know who's inside of a touchstone before awakening them, you could have an incredibly powerful villain in the center of a town square. By the way, of course, no one lives there. As I said, it's a dead world. Or you could have someone who can help you at the bottom of an extremely difficult dungeon. You never know what's inside of each touchstone.
All right, that's pretty interesting. It adds some spontaneousness to the experience.
Oh, and unlike prior Final Fantasy 13 games, his grand plan isn't to get owned. We figured we would try something new for Final Fantasy.
That's a good idea. 13 really was fucked up with that shit.
And 15.
It's like, no, please own me.
Final Fantasy 13 1, please own me. Final Fantasy 32, please stop owning my girlfriend. Final Fantasy 13-3, please own me.
Feel, please, in your best way, describe to me how this is a sequel to Final Fantasy 15.
Well, you see, Lightning turns out to be the goddess of all Final Fantasy series. She is the equivalent of chaos, but good. So this game will be about Lightning fixing all of the problems in every Final Fantasy universe, starting with Final Fantasy 15. In fact, the crystal in Final Fantasy 15 can only provide Noctis with his powers because it's actually reflecting the power of Lightning, who is in another dimension. Indeed, the entire Final Fantasy 13 universe was a prison created by Chaos to seal Lightning's power. He also split her into multiple fragments. Luna Freya was a fragment of Lightning's goddess power Chaos separated off.
I'm digging this. This is pretty good.
I have another question, but I can't do another one in a row with him. Okay. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. We're back at the fucking roadblock. Will your game, Bob, will your game play better or worse than Dirge of Cerberus?
Oh, it's going to be better than Dirge of Cerberus. This is being made by Tango Gameworks. They're going to make this in the style of Vanquish.
Oh, that's pretty cool. that sounds great.
Yeah. I think we'll have a real winner here.
It might be a contender for Game of the Year.
As always.
It's got everything you need. Third-person shooter, Tango Gameworks, Deep Dish Pizza.
Okay. I've learned shit. Whether or not it was valuable shit, that's a big question. However, I did give you guys a drawing prompt before we filmed. And this time I decided to think outside the box, specifically the box, and had you guys draw the box art of your Final Fantasy 13 4. I almost said 3. And we'll be presenting, and you can describe it for me and everything. We're going to start with Bob.
Sure. All right, it's going to be uploading now.
Okay, let's...
The wheels look like croissants that have black ink in them.
I ate those today.
I tried, okay?
Holy shit.
Oh, the pink Lightning.
I do appreciate how this takes place in Chicago, yet Lightning is still wearing armor with a coat over it.
No, that's her motorcycle outfit. It's just with a jacket over it.
Oh, okay.
Very cool. And she's using some sort of Rainbow Road style magic to create this road over the ocean. Is she uses
your
motorcycle
go have a basket on the head?
Not intentionally, but in my
it should. She's like, I put my fruit in there.
Well, yeah, she's still gotta make do as a like random normal human being these days. She had to carry things on her motorcycle.
Bob,
come
I
on.
Need to ask something important. When you say the ocean, do you mean Lake Michigan or do you mean Chicago's now in the ocean?
I mean Lake Michigan.
Okay. Holy shit.
But yeah, if this were some bizarre future where Chicago had been moved to the middle of the ocean, that too would be pretty good.
Okay.
Don't forget the lowest her weapon, her P90 that transforms into a sword.
Oh, that's very cool.
The B90 blaze fire.
Oh, that's very
cool.
Raw.
Remember your roots. I think it's really cool that you see like the portal on the building,
uh-huh,
and the trail from so you imagine there's like some cool sequence where you're motorcycling down a skyscraper while the purple lightning's crackling through the sky, and that's cool imagery.
Yeah.
Visual Works will have a really good time doing that.
Yeah, and of course they'll be playable. It'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because we already got like motorcycle sequences and like 7 remake. We can get that done. Tango can get that done. Maybe. Feel.
All right.
Present to me your box art for Final Fantasy 13 for the Nightstorm : Final Fantasy 15 2.
Wow.
That 4 discs.
4 discs. It's going to have a last gen version because this is going to have a budget of $150 million.
Oh my god.
So they've got to squeeze that out as much as possible.
Get it on that 360.
Very, very brave to include OG original Final Fantasy 13 Lightning, Final Fantasy 15 Aranea, and Dissidia NT Noctis.
Yes, Aranea will be the head of Lightning's guard, the Queen's Glaive. And if you don't like, and in KZ, and if you have a problem with this cover, it's reversible.
That's terrible. That is the worst thing you've ever done. Good job, you killed our host.
Why did I make it a cover? Why did I make that the fucking prompt?
You
I'm
fool.
Like, here, a desert eagle. Figure out what to do with this.
Well, here's to hoping this doesn't happen 2 more times.
Well, this is an interesting approach. A PS4 game that needs 4 entire discs to...
Oh, it's also on next gen. It's just also on last gen, because, listen, $150 million is a lot. The suits are a little bit nervous.
But yeah, with that, it's clearly going to be, what, like 380 gigs on one game?
Yes, it will be 3 times the size of Red Dead Redemption 2.
Jesus.
Is that before or after the 4K texture pack?
This game won't even run at 4K on the PS5.
Man, somebody needs to learn scope control.
Ask a more sane developer. We're not here for that right now. What we are here for is you, Dan.
Okay. So let me explain.
Sure.
I'm trying to make this box art immediately communicate to the player the personality that is Lightning and why you love her.
Mm-hmm.
Me? Bold.
Oh, good. It's a PS5 game.
Oh, yeah. It'd be fucking stupid to ship a PS4 game in 2023.
That logo seems a little bit weird. They've released what the real logo looks like, so I think it's very brave to come up with your own specific style for it.
Well, I wanted to make sure it matched Lightning on this box art.
Mm-hmm. God is me?
I'm the goddess?
You shouldn't have.
The live stream is behind me. Do you have a reversible cover?
I do not. You're welcome.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. I'll just write that in my notes. All right, that's good. So far we've learned a lot. A lot of detail somehow through these various box arts. Some going above and beyond what I asked, and I'm not going to thank them because they don't deserve anything. Not a damn thing.
You don't need to thank me for my job, Casey.
At this point, I get to invite you to hurt me. Feel, there has to be something you've been dying to tell me about your game.
Well, let's talk about the ambitious DLC plans for Final Fantasy XIII-4, The Night Storm, Final Fantasy XV-2. First, it will have $700 of costume DLC.
Kino.
Second, there will be an unbelievably deep and thorough photo mode, but it will cost $50.
Wow.
And finally, there will be a giant multiple seasons of DLC wherein Lightning corrects the storyline of every single Final Fantasy game.
Ah, this is good. Finally, the content I crave.
Yes.
Well, this is wonderful. This means, you know, this eliminates the worry people had that, oh, are you going to make like several games, each one to fix that particular thing? It looks like you got more of a platform here. You know, 15.
We will be supporting Final Fantasy 13-4, The Night Storm, Final Fantasy 15-2, well into the PS7.
You see, I think that's what Sony wants. They want, you know, support from these developers. Is this an exclusive, by the way, since you're specifically calling out PS7?
The only exclusive platform will be an Epic Games exclusive on PC because Tim Sweeney agreed to make this not suicidal.
That's a key piece of information. I'm glad I was able to dig deep with that one. Bob?
Yeah?
Because I'm incapable of asking you questions about this fucking game, you're just going to have to say words at me.
Okay. I can do this.
I hope.
I guess I'll go into the villain then.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
The villain is Jill Nabot, secretly. She's the mayor of Chicago.
Oh.
And a scientist researching what she calls goddess cells. Which she uses to make monsters.
Yeah.
And slowly transform herself into a lightning. She calls herself Thunder and constantly says, Thunder always comes after lightning.
I can't. This is bullshit.
Kino, this was bullshit. You gave him 10 seconds to talk and I lost.
Oh my god. Just because she's always linked to this, is Barthandalus present?
No. No, she's actually dead. We don't worry about it. She's completely gone.
See, this is good. I was worried because, you know, whenever Barthandalus is on screen, she'll just die to a normal ass attack in a cutscene.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. With no build up. Dan, you're gonna have to do your best to get some ground back.
Actually, it's funny that you bring up Barthandalus. I am excited to tell you my full character roster.
Oh my god!
So let's get started.
Bring it.
We've got Oron, Kuja, Yuffie, Lightning, Umaro, Vincent, Yuna, Zimas, Barthandalus, Jett, Titus, Noctis, Vaughn, Fusoya, Zidane, Edge, Zach Fair, in case there's some other, you know, Zach in Final Fantasy. I want to be sure which Zach we're talking about. People might get it confused. Delita, a completely original character called Sui Trenzi. Fang, or Fang, more accurately. Sorry, my brain was in Street Fighter V mode. Anyways, Cid Highwind. I had to choose one Cid. I went with Highwind. I hope that's okay with everyone.
I have my own plans for Rain, so it's fine.
Oh.
Kuja, Riku, Golbez, X-Death, Tifa, Arden, Azunia, Steiner, Garland, Iridia, Kane Highwind, Squall, Leonhart, Terra Branford. Didn't want to get confused with the Kingdom Hearts Terra, so I had to specify the last name. Bartz, Pelham, and Porum. They play as one character, but it's the both of them. It's kind of like Ice Climbers.
Oh.
Yeah. Vane, Cecil, Laguna, because, you know, I need someone to unhinge the game. Aerith, Balthier, Saz, because, you know, we need a good character from 13. Sephiroth, Hope, Vivi, Ramza, Ultimisia, Saban, because who the fuck would make a Dissidia game without Saban? Who in their right fucking mind would do that?
Square Enix.
Yeah, I know. Locke.
They put in Locke.
Locke, Cloudstrife, Vanille, Kefka, and of course, Lumina.
I only heard one lightning in there.
Lumina's in there, you dipshit. That makes two.
Look, she looks too much like Sarah.
I wrote at least half of yours down there, so that works out.
See, that's the thing, Bob.
Uh-huh.
That's the thing. See, the influencer stuck Lumina in thinking it was Sarah because he can't see souls.
Oh, okay.
Yep. There was a plot reason.
That's clever.
Yes.
That's clever.
People
that's
who
what I come to Armchair Depths for. People that are clever.
People who haven't engaged with this series are like, excuse me, what?
Guess who gets to take a break? That's me. Because you guys get to ask each other questions. And I will give the honor to you, Dan.
Oh, thank God.
You get to ask those
okay.
kids something.
Finally, Mr. Feel.
Yes.
How in the world is Lightning going to engage with the Lunarian conflict with Earth in Final Fantasy IV's timeline?
She will defeat... what the fuck is that guy's name?
Got it.
What?
God damn it.
Nailed him.
The Romus?
The final boss of four.
Yeah, you're thinking of Zeramus.
Yeah, Zeramus. Actually, most of her interactions with these stories will be preventing the games from ever happening by killing the villain before he becomes a problem. So she'll actually just nuke Zeramus before he's ever a problem.
You're making the Force Awakens DLC with Lightning.
Yes.
Lightning goes okay. and chokes four different babies.
Apparently that's what's happening. No, she just shows up while he's still sealed in a fucking crystal and snaps it in half.
Of course, Chaos, the villain who looks exactly like Lightning but with black hair and red eyes, will be interfering with her.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense that the arch is yet another Lightning. Hey, Bob.
Hey, what's up?
I have some questions. How does Snow play into your game?
Oh, Snow's a firefighter.
Oh, shit.
And it was
immediate follow-up question, Bob.
Okay.
Does he have a strong pro-mayor energy?
Of course. He yes. never wears a shirt.
Oh, man, I pre-ordered.
But as with all of the returning characters to the cast, you get to bring him on your team and do, like, two-man ops on any mission you go on.
Oh, that's cool. Very small question. Very small question that I'll give the floor to other people. Bob, is it like that episode of Excel Saga when she puts on the detective hat, she puts on a different accent to sound God. Like a detective? Does that happen?
There might be a gag like that at some point, but I don't want that for the whole game.
Okay. Okay.
I hate to do this, but I've been petrified since he said it. Bob, what is Sid Rains doing in your game?
Oh, obviously, Sid Rains runs a movie rental store in a strip mall where a Redbox has just been installed.
What the fuck?
I'm sure he's very pleased.
He is not. He questions all of life right now.
Great.
Is it right outside his door?
Basically.
And, like, people keep coming. He's like, oh, they're going to come in. And they just go to the red box.
Yeah, he sees it pull up. They walk right past the door to the red box.
This is the worst.
Okay, Bob, you get to carpet bomb them.
Let's see. Dan?
Mm-hmm.
This influencer.
Mm-hmm.
Is he keeping these characters in some sort of Funko box style thing? Like, do they all have a very similar box once you unlock them?
I'm trying to figure out about how to answer this question because it's very complicated.
It's got depth.
There are, in the battle with the influencer, there is an environment in which you have this battle that is clearly lined with Funko Pop parodies of other popular Square Enix franchises. So you get to see Sora as a Funko Pop lining the walls along with some other characters.
Dominique.
Yeah, of course. You just put all of Dog Street next to each other.
Amazing.
It's he's an iconic villain that everyone will grow to hate.
Now I wish I could ask who he is if he's some pre-existing character, but I can't. Oh my god. The feels is insane. There's 100 things I could ask. Feel, is your game fully open world like Final Fantasy 15?
It is more zone-based, so rather than one enormous world that all looks the same and sucks, it'll be more like you have a section that is its own distinct biome, and it's kind of open world, but it's much smaller than an open world would be, and you have several of those.
So he's saying it's 13-2.
Okay.
Maybe it's like Xenoblade Chronicles 2, where that had its own set of biomes that are pretty large, but it wasn't. They weren't all
similar interconnected. Similar to that, but smaller than Xenoblade Chronicles.
Will there be individual ones for each new Final Fantasy game?
Yes.
Still need 4 Blu-ray discs.
Of course, that's
smaller
to cover
than Xenoblade 2.
All the discs are for all the pre-rendered video because none of this shit can be rendered in engine.
That's worrying.
How many full discs of only pre-rendered will there be?
There are 3 install discs. There is 300 gigs of pre-rendered 4K video.
Why is it 4K? God.
Feel? I think it's your turn. I blacked out.
Dan, what are the DLC plans for your game?
Actually, it's funny that you mentioned this because this is a note. We plan to be the first Final Fantasy game that's actually completely developed before release in over a decade. So there aren't immediate plans for DLC for content. There are, however, DLC plans for costumes. And we are long-term over the course of 4 years going straight up dead or alive on this shit. We're talking...
Dissidia is more justified in doing that than Dead or Alive is.
100%. 100%. We are going to make bank on this, even if we only
for the Night Storm.
Even if we only sell 800,000 copies, we will make so much money from people who are buying 20 outfits for Yuffie.
One of them is FaceApp.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Explain to me any and all mechanics in this game centered on the motorcycle.
The motorcycle will only be for special events, so we aren't going to be seeing a ton of it. You'll be able to do some sort of special attacks with it in regular gameplay, but you will only be seeing that as a fully playable device in, like, large-scale event special attacks, or special stages made around it. It won't be a huge part of the game. It'll be more of a set-piece moment, but it won't be pulled out too much. It's not going to be like... some games where you feel like it rolls out way too often and it doesn't feel cool when you actually do it.
Good to know.
Well, now that I've gone to my happy place here, it's time to head back to hell, as I have to ask each of you for a final statement. So, starting with Dan, you will have that same 30 seconds that I gave you before to get in your last words about your game. You can start whenever you're ready.
Dissidia Final Fantasy 52 will deliver on the experience of Lightning being in a game, but not be a direct follow-up in the sense of people will be exhausted of it, because it will focus on countless other enjoyable characters. It'll do this in a way that doesn't completely bankrupt our company, and, unlike Bob's pitch, it won't exhaust people on site.
All right. Thank you for that. Bob?
Thunderbolt Sluice will let you catch up with all of your favorite Final Fantasy 13 characters in a way you could never would have imagined. This will pull in a ton of new people because it'll be a modern day setting. It'll actually deliver on a fantasy based on reality. And there will be magical girl aisle transformations for each character.
Even Snow?
Even Snow.
Oh, even Sid Rains?
Yes.
He magical girl transforms into a homeless person with a red box.
Well, that's his constant trouble, yes. But awesome. Regular.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Feel.
Final Fantasy 13, 4, comma, colon, The Night Storm, colon, Final Fantasy 15, 2, will deliver on all the unbelievable wasted potential of both Final Fantasy 13 and Final Fantasy 15. Once Lightning truly corrects the Final Fantasy 15 timeline, you will see a cutscene of it being turned back into Versus 13.
Fuck! It's like he pulled out a silver bullet of like, yeah, now you want the game, right? Well, at this point, I need to think about this and read the two pages of notes that I've written and come up with a decision. So we're going to do that real quick. So I've taken up chain smoking because of your pitches, and now it is time for me to properly talk about each one, give you a little bit of feedback, my general thoughts. Dan, you yes. have Dissidia Final Fantasy 52.
Yes.
Overall, I respect the idea of putting out a new Dissidia title and pretending that it's a Final Fantasy 13 game.
It's the canonical follow-up to 13-3.
the canonical follow-up, sure. I think the idea of it just being content feature complete, real solid, especially when it's a game like Dissidia that's a bit more multiplayer-esque focused. The campaign sounds interesting. And the roster has some good pulls in it. Everything about the influencer part... shakes me to my very core, so that's all I'm gonna say about it. We got Feel with Final Fantasy 13 4 colon The Night Storm colon Final Fantasy 15 2. This game has the skeleton of a good idea, where it's third person action, more functional than Final Fantasy 15, zone based. All that sounds solid. Like something, you know, on paper I would play. The rest of this is so unbelievably terrible that it hurts. It hurts reading these notes. Crystal is reflecting Lightning's power. Reversible cover. Queen's Glaive may be the most caustic thing you've ever brought to me in my life.
I almost made it the second subtitle after Final Fantasy 15-2.
That wouldn't have hurt as hard. Because you just throwing it in halfway through this really hurt. However, you at the very end just go, yeah, this will make Versus 13 real. And I'm like, you know, that'd be pretty solid. That doesn't mean they'll make a game of it. That doesn't mean that dream is real. It's been a little too long. But yeah, this just looks like a nightmare with the promise of maybe treasure at the end. And also, everything about this shit, epic exclusive fucking $700 a costume, a $50 photo mode.
The most thorough photo mode in video game history.
It's called value. I fucking hope so. And also, supporting this game until the PS7.
It's smart.
Yeah. It's just like Marvel's Avengers.
Oh, God.
Don't talk about that. It's far away right now. Bob.
What's up?
Thunderbolt Sleuth Final Fantasy 13 4, whatever you called it.
Oh, I got it right here. Thunderbolt Sleuth, Lightning remembers Final Fantasy.
I remember your pitch, and that what I hate about your pitch
good start
is that thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, this fits in past Final Fantasy 13-3. Because of course that one ended with like Lightning's in the real world. She's like in France. So mm-hmm. then she like goes to Chicago and now she meets these alternate versions of the characters.
Oh yeah, she was on vacation in France so she could go get or collect some of her friends and get them to come back to Chicago.
God damn it, I was gonna ask, was that just Lightning on vacation at the end of 13-3?
You remembered so many iconic Final Fantasy 13 characters like Jill Nabot and Yag Roche.
Mm-hmm.
The Sid Rains thing empowered your pitch pretty solidly, especially that whole red box thing. I don't know about shamelessly ripping off Promare. Don't know if that's necessarily the right push here.
Sometimes that's just how firefighters are. I don't know what
you're talking
about.
Just because Promare popularized sexy firefighters for fucking weebs doesn't mean they invented them.
That is...
Chippendales has existed for like 40 years.
That is true, but also...
One might describe sexy firefighters as an institution.
But also, you said it's you basically said it's going to be Final Fantasy 13, but Vanquish, and... While Vanquish is seemingly rad, I'm pretty sure that didn't sell well. So who knows how this will turn out commercially?
Also, they have to convince ZeniMax to let them make the game.
This is set in the future where they have already kicked Tango Gameworks out of their studios.
Okay, that's even more interesting. This is a more interesting future than the one where Lightning is a cop and. Actually, it's not the future because you said it was 2009 Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, yeah. Not the future.
Yeah, the year that Final Fantasy 13 releases in Japan.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. I know. Well, it's at this point that I'm supposed to reveal who the fucking winner is for Armchair Deb's Final Fantasy 13-4, the best idea Dan's ever had.
Yeah.
I'm proud to present the winner of Armchair Deb's Final Fantasy 13-4 is Thunderbolt Sleuth Lightning Remembers
yes!
Final Fantasy 13. I'm sorry, but not only does this 100% fit with what happens at the end of Lightning Returns and can jump off from that, in a way that these other two really can't at all.
Oh, that's what you think. You should have asked, motherfucker.
I'm still will get fucked. Instead, this sounds like a cool video game, and every character's role is hilarious. Jill Nabot's whole thunder theme sounds incredible, and that's why you won. When you did that, I'm like, fuck. Also, best cover. Of the ones we got, best cover.
I mean, yeah, I didn't have a reversible cover to scare anyone.
Ah, jeez. Real shortcoming.
The city one was quite good.
Well, I'm glad the people get this. Here's a continued story of Lightning. I think that's what everyone really wanted.
And just like with mainline Final Fantasy games in the modern day, it's always about changing up the gameplay and going full action at this point. Seems pretty marketable.
Yeah, you don't want anything between you and Lightning. Like, that's a real problem. You need to be able to control it directly.
Your game has VR?
I mean, there might be a mode we can add later, but that's DLC, though.
Okay.
She must not be forgotten.
I do have jobs for almost every character. You can find them in that side bit we do with for Patreon. I'll go ahead and list all of them in that.
Oh, good. The after show's going to be really good, but that's going to do it for Armchair Deb's Final Fantasy 13-4. Thank you so much for listening. I'm done.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Armchair Devs. Podcasts like this and Big Think Dimension are only possible with viewer support. If you'd like to help us in the fight for good content, please show us your support over on patreon.com/gbpodcasts, where you can also listen to the extended pitches that couldn't make it into this episode.